Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, you know Mears Connect, the service that's really not been around for, you know, very long, like, very long at all.
You mean the service? No, no. It's been around for a long time, man. It just used to be called Disney's Magical Express. Now it's the not-so-magical Express. Yeah. Yes.
So Mears Connect announced this week that the Mears Connect Express, the one where you don't have to ride a bus, which we assume is like a cab, is going up by $50 for a round trip. So instead of $200 for a round trip with up to four people, it's now $250 for a round trip with up to four people. Like, even if that was an introductory price, that sure wasn't introductory for very long.
It was a very quick intro. Now,
yeah,
I do think it's interesting noting that the mini E-van service is currently still in the temporarily unavailable, you know, section or whatever. But the last price that we saw, which I'm just going to say is not guaranteed to be the price we'll see when it returns, was $155 each way. So that was $310. Right, so
yeah, minivans
maybe
were always just insanely expensive.
Right, I kind of wonder, is the other side of this that there is no longer Magical Express? People are not taking Mears Connect and Sunshine Flyer at the levels at which they were previously taking Magical Express, which I can almost guarantee you that's the case, right? Like, the
well,
number
yeah.
of guests who were going to take a bus before is higher than the number of guests that will take a bus now,
and it's
when
the
they're
same,
having to pay for it.
It's the same thing we were talking about, where, like, once you have to pay, when it's free, yeah, no, it's a no-brainer. But once you have to pay, then that opens you up to, like, well, like, how much is an Uber? How much is a cab? Like, why would I pay, you know, $64 round trip for me and my wife when I could get a cab for $75. You know, it's like, once you have to pay something, then you're way more willing to pay anything.
Right. And so what I'm wondering is, have the costs of, you know, some of those, the ride shares and the cabs and things like that maybe gone up as a result of more people looking to use them? And thus Mears said, well, okay, yeah, if our competitors are now, you know, at a different place, we need to rethink our pricing. And so they just immediately rethought it. And who cares? Because ultimately, while, you know, people like us notice things like this, the average person doesn't see that price until they get ready to book it.
Right.
And that's the only time they see that price. So they have no clue that it was ever it's always been $250 to
right.
them.
And they don't,
and
yeah.
so I
they don't
mean,
know
I
enough
like,
to care.
Right. And the only comparison that they are doing is to other services. So as long as it is better, you know, or as long as it looks good compared to other services, like, that's going to be okay to them. Though, I don't know. I am looking right now, and I can get an Uber Black for $77.45 from MCO to Pop Century. And is it going to be better than doing Uber Black from those two places?
Almost certainly not.
Yeah. So then why would I do
yeah.
this?
$150 plus a tip instead of $250 plus a tip.
Plus a tip. Yeah, I was about to say, don't. Yeah, yeah. Let's be clear here. You're not going to get out of doing that tip by taking the other. Like, the tip is still not going to be included. And you thought that they, you know, and I am not saying that they should not have. Please don't at me. You thought that they were making a point of that sign about, you know, tip are, what did it said something like, tips are appreciated for extraordinary service or whatever. Right. Like, they're not going to suddenly hit on that less as Mears Connect versus what they were doing as Disney's Magical Express. You know, that's mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying here. Yeah, I can get a Lux Blax XL on Lyft for $120 to $140 each way. So at this point, that is equivalent, right, to this pricing versus a Lux, it looks like, is going to be, it looks like, yeah, a little bit cheaper as well. So I don't understand this pricing, but I have to assume it's because they can. So I guess if
more
if it
power
work,
to them,
we'll see this price come back down. Yeah.
Yeah. And basically. Again, the same way that most people won't realize it's changed. They won't realize it changed when it goes down and everybody just goes on living.
Yeah. The one thing that I think could be interesting here. So I'm wondering if this if the Lyft pricing, it says airport fees varies. Trips from MCO are subject to a $580 surcharge. So maybe that's
Probably because the airport charges them to pick up from
right,
there.
Right. But so that's going to be like $10 extra or whatever. And maybe that's why. And I guess maybe also the timing it varies. Anyway, the one thing that I was kind of wondering about is, with the Mears Connect Express, I would assume that car seats would be included in that. I'm not sure. Like, because with Uber, it's like a separate deal for a vehicle with car seats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like... It's just some person with their vehicle, dude. Like, there's no guarantee
but
you're gonna.
My assumption would be that it would, in the driver app, like if you requested a car with a car seat, it would only put that ride out to people who have a car seat. Like, you would have to, as a driver, say, I've got a car seat, and then that would only go out to, you know, this subset of drivers that have car seats for them to, you know, accept. And then I would assume that the black car, like Uber Black and those, they would just require, like, you got to keep a car seat in the back, in the trunk.
Well, but black and black car seat are two different, which is weird. Okay, this is going to be getting into, like, the weirdness that is Uber, I guess. You can get the Uber Black right now for $91.31. So, that is a different price than what I just told you. Welcome to the ever-changing pricing of
surge
Uber.
Pricing.
Right.
It's a holiday weekend.
But then a black car seat, which is just the with the car seat, right, is $87.38. So it is actually cheaper to get the one with a car seat versus the one without a car seat. On the other hand, the Uber XL is more expensive, as is the SUV, it looks like. Actually, the SUV is only available with a car seat, and Uber X is more expensive. So the black is the one weird one where suddenly, I guess there's maybe a lot more vehicles driving around with car seats, so they are more desperate to fill the. Who knows? I'm not an Uberologist, but yeah, that maybe is the one thing. Though at the same time, we talked on here about my experience with mirrors and a car seat, right?
Yeah, where the guy didn't know how to properly put a car seat in a car.
Yeah, so my child was just like kind of freewheeling it. I mean, I hope that car seat would have provided it was frightening, dude. It was straight up frightening. Though I would assume that somebody who is devoted to, you know, more of just back and forth between the airport and Disney would have a lot more experience, would get opportunities for experience putting a car seat in a lot more often. And thus,
going from the airport to Disney, I think it's going to be a lot less accepting of someone who has thrown the car seat in, buckled the seatbelt, and said, well, I guess that's what you do for a grown up. Than you were being a desperate person trying to get your daughter to
you know, yes, after hospital. Just being exhausted at being at the hospital and just being like, I just need to get back. Please, somebody get me back. I don't even know where I am
anymore. Walk. Yeah. I don't care.
Yes, yes, that's about where we were. So anyway, all of that to say, I assume it's market pressures, but the price has gone up. So I guess, Jeremy, maybe you should go ahead and book that Mirrors Connect Express service now for your trip, because who knows what it could be by the time you actually get ready, you know, like you're a month out or something.
True.
This could
True.
Be like a $500 service or something. And you'd be thinking, man, how smart was I getting in at only $250?
Hey, speaking of prices going up, hope you got in line to get your Figment popcorn bucket, because otherwise you're going to be paying quite a premium on eBay, because people have been waiting for 6+ hours to get one of these popcorn buckets.
Yeah, this was such a weird... Okay, so first of all, let's start by saying the popcorn bucket is great. I mean, it's an awesome popcorn bucket. I saw this popcorn bucket and I'm like, I want this thing. I'm not going to buy it on eBay, but I really
for
want
like,
this popcorn
for
bucket.
Like $200 on eBay.
No, no, no. A couple of them sold for that, but the prices have been dropping. You know, I see one right now for you know, as low as like $100.
Oh, okay. Does it come
down
with
from $200?
Does it come with the terrible rainbow popcorn?
No, it doesn't. How do you know it's terrible rainbow popcorn? It's
Bro.
All that you know is it's rainbow popcorn.
It's terrible.
It could be okay.
You know.
It could be all right.
My thought with this is, this happened with those 50th anniversary popcorn buckets, and like 2 weeks later, they cannot keep, like, the shelves are so full of them that, like, they're giving them away, you know, free with purchase. Like, I don't understand this whole, like, waiting in line for 6 hours thing for something that's probably in a month just going to be readily available.
Because
it is it
becomes,
just people who need to have it now?
No, it's resellers, dude. Well, yes, yeah. And resellers who are looking to capitalize on those people who've just got to have it now.
Huh. Because I'm you can probably go when you're there and just mm-hmm. get one of these.
I sure hope that I can. This and that is honestly what needs to happen with this kind of stuff for this situation to stop, I think, is for Disney to just flood the market with it's the same as we've seen with so many things. I'm thinking like what was the mini NES called?
What was it called? The NES that basically had an HDMI and then it had an NES controller that was
yes.
USB.
Yeah, I for the life of me can't remember what the name of it was.
I think
but
it was just like NES Mini. I don't know, but I know what you're talking about. They had SNES too.
Yeah, the NES Classic Edition. Thank
yeah.
you, Google,
yes.
for making me sound smart. Those they didn't make nearly enough of, right? And so
right.
the prices skyrocketed. Scalpers, you know, started buying them up, and they did the same thing with the SNES. But if Nintendo had simply made more of those, you know, as they started doing with some other things, they don't have that problem. Now, it's that weird, you still have to find that weird middle ground of you don't want so many that you're having to give them away, because
right.
that means that you made way too many. You know,
and if there were that many, less people would want them, because there's like a FOMO thing where if they're hard to find, that makes more people want them because they don't want to miss out on something that's obviously cool. And same with these popcorn buckets, you know, people see this online and they're like, well, geez, everybody's talking about this. I should probably get one. And
right.
turns out like I didn't want or need one until I saw that they were hard to find. And then I wanted one.
Yes. Yeah. But I think the difference is like, with the NES Classic, it's not simple to make more of those,
right?
Right? Like
yeah.
custom design chips, and you know, like there's a lot of moving parts.
There's
involved
ROM
in that.
Licensing, probably, like
right.
Yeah,
it can't be nearly as difficult to churn out some more popcorn.
Injection molded popcorn bucket.
And I do realize in these, here we go, Jeremy, unprecedented times, it might be a little bit more difficult to simply get some more. But like, there are so many things that Disney makes that just make some more of them. Yeah. I understand when something is explicitly a limited edition or something like that. Like, yeah, that's going to be a limited. But the popcorn, like, they shouldn't be running out. And I don't think that they will. But if they can get it to the point where people start to realize they're just not going to run out of these things, you will still have some people that are going to, you know, turn the $2,500 popcorn bucket into the $200 popcorn bucket. But if you have enough people that are going, I have this popcorn bucket that I stood in line for 5 hours for and spent $25 on it, and I'm only going to be able to sell it on eBay for, you know, $40.
Right.
Which by the time you count for eBay fees, for shipping, all and for your time, like, you are not making your money back on that.
Even $100. My time, like a $75 gross profit with, you know, whatever, $5 of fees and $10 of shipping, whatever. You say a $60 profit. That is not worth $5.
That's $10 an hour.
$10 an hour, yeah. I'm worth more than that. I'm sorry.
Well, but what you're not accounting for, Jeremy, is it was two per person was the max. And every reseller is going to buy two. And you've got, you know, your kid with you.
They rope their poor children into it. Yep. Yeah.
And they're, you've got your, can you imagine, like,
little Johnny wants to also.
Yeah. With your 1 year, like my 19 month old in his stroller or whatever, and being like, yep, he also wants two of these. So please serve him. Well, sir, he doesn't. Look, he's holding out his credit card right now. Okay. Just run it.
I brought my Uncle Balloon on a stick, and he also says he wants two.
Yeah. And Grandma Crash Test Dummy also would like to.
I guess, yeah, it gets multiplicative at that point, but still, like, just burning a whole day, basically, to spend, what, $100 on a popcorn bucket to make $300? Like, nah.
And I somewhat wonder if this wasn't one of those, like, what would it be, like a mimetic sort of thing, I guess, where people saw, like, the line got to 45 minutes or got to an hour naturally, right?
Yeah.
And then people just decided they had to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, like, I, similarly,
what's this line for? I'll get in it.
Yeah, for a popcorn bucket. Dude, there are people who are waiting 3 hours. I've got to have this popcorn bucket. Similarly to, you know, you saying that people are going to see it on eBay and think, oh, I've got to have this popcorn bucket. People were there in the park that day and they went, oh, well, I guess I've got to have this popcorn bucket or whatever.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't understand the whole thing totally. Like I said, other than I understand it's a good looking popcorn bucket. And I do see, I looked at the not completed, sold listings on eBay, and I see that at least one of them sold for like $60.
How far did the line get? I wonder how long the line got.
I saw reports of 8 hours, but you just never know. Like, was it actually 8 hours?
I mean, like, physically, how long? Like, not time-wise, like lengthwise. Like, where did it end?
I don't know, dude.
Because I saw a report that on, I don't remember what day it was, but the line for security at the Magic Kingdom stretched back to the parking lot, like at the TTC.
Nope, I'm gonna go somewhere else today.
That's crazy, right? If you get out of your car and, like, walk 100 feet and stand in line to get to the park.
So have you ever, you've seen, because, yeah, you've been on the internet for more than 3 days. You've seen the gif of Grandpa Simpson
yelling at the cloud?
No. The one where Bart is
working. Oh, where he walks in the door and then he turns around and walks away. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be me at that line.
Yeah.
Like, walk in, walk right back out.
And that's just a bag check.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Disney, dude. It's all about waiting in line. So why not wait in a line?
Does the no bag line stretch back that far? Boy, that would really make people mad. Talk about like fast pass envy. If you were waiting in line for bag check back to the parking lot and somebody was just walking by, like, I don't have a bag.
Peace, people. So Jeremy, I said, I'm looking through the eBay. It looks like there were quite a few that were sold for around the $75, $85 one, you know? And I see one here, Jeremy, that was a better deal than the $50, $60 one, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is one that sold for $87, but it included a passport and a Figment spork.
Spork.
Yeah, yeah. So not only has Disney been selling the popcorn bucket, but they're also selling a Figment spork for $2.50. And if you've seen the Figment spork, it has no business being $2. Well, yes, it does, because it's at Disney.
Yeah.
In the real world, it has no business. Like, honestly, this looks like the sort of thing that if you bought, like, honestly, I had a moment before I remembered that I was thinking that I was dealing with something Disney, right? But the first time I saw an image of the spork, I went, oh, that's cool. They went with like some really cool, you know, sporks for the, you know, different dining places that they have available during the festival. You know, in my mind, I was thinking, oh, this spork comes with that thing that you get at one of those little outdoor stands at Epcot during the festival. But no, it's a $2.50 all plastic, all purple spork.
This thing has Happy Meal vibes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it has
Happy Meal vibes.
So you will be at least somewhat familiar with McDonald's Happy Meal. Is that 3+ on there not extremely similar to what McDonald's puts on their pack-ins?
Yeah, yeah. When you said McDonald's Happy Meal, I was like, yeah, the 3+ on there is exactly what makes me think this is a McDonald's Happy Meal toy.
That they maybe had scheduled and then went, I don't know. It just, or maybe they're using the same manufacturer.
Yes, 100% same manufacturer. There's no way they had this little Figment toy. And that 3+ thing may be like some standardized
deal. That might be
deal,
some government
thing. You know, like an ESRB or whatever.
The government.
Stamp. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, dude. This is just, this is wild.
I mean, it's a spork. It's probably great for eating, you know, all your foods, but just the fact that it's all just injection molded, one color, mm-hmm. like, yeah, it should be a giveaway. Like, as you walk into the World Showcase,
yeah,
there should be a cast
member
passing these out.
You came for a festival, so here's your free spork. Thanks for visiting Epcot. We're sorry about all of the... Please pardon our pixie dust, you know, sort of.
And a dollar off of a popcorn bucket.
Dude, they can't afford that. They would go broke.
Trade in your spork for a dollar off a popcorn bucket.
Is it bad that a $2.50 spork feels like more of a ripoff than a $25 popcorn bucket?
At least a popcorn bucket comes with popcorn of questionable quality.
I don't know, dude. I honestly like the look of the popcorn bucket. I
do too. I think the popcorn bucket's great. I would love to have these
spork.
I would love to have these wild popcorn buckets they have in Tokyo. Like Disney is obsessed with popcorn buckets, and they have some really cool popcorn buckets.
I feel like I saw I saw somebody, it was probably like a story or something where somebody was saying, you know, this is like the popcorn, the Figment popcorn bucket was proof why the U.S. can't get Tokyo's popcorn. Like, that's why we don't get popcorn buckets like they have. But I don't think that's true, because if they flooded the market with the number of popcorn buckets Tokyo gets, there would be a hardcore like base for them. But Disney's not going to care, because that's more money for Disney. And
right.
I feel like it would temper it somewhat if you always knew there were all sorts of popcorn buckets coming out. But yes, Tokyo has some baller popcorn buckets.
The fact that we don't have them is exactly why there's lines.
Yeah, because people are like, they come out with one that rules. This is amazing. Who would have ever thought of a cool-looking popcorn bucket like this?
Right. They come out with one that's awesome, and everybody's got to have it. But if there was one a month that was awesome, or, you know, two a month that were awesome, nobody would care. It would be just a piece of merch that everybody gets.
Yeah.
And there would still be the ones on eBay, but they'd be at their, you know, 20% markup instead of 200% markup. And life goes on. Like, yeah, I got no problem with people selling stuff on eBay. I think it makes it easy for people like me who don't get to go very often to get the things I want. And if I have to pay 10 or 20% more to get some piece of merch that I really want that, you know, is not going to be available maybe when I, you know, get there or something, you know, maybe I just want it, you know, and for no other reason than I just do. Like, I have no problem with paying 10 or 20% more to get something.
Oh no.
Like,
remember,
that.
I just recently paid more for that. The 50th, Starbucks mug ornament. Cause I wanted to add to my collection.
But it's when, you know, there's like runs on them and
when it's 800% over. That's
yeah. Yeah, well, and I'm happy to see that there are sold auctions on eBay that were, you know, $60.
Yeah, and there,
that at least gives me some hope for humanity.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I hope these popcorn buckets are there when I go, so that I can get one.
I would like one are.
No, I'll totally pick you up one if they are, but not at.
I'll give you $30 for it.
Yeah, well, remember, I am driving, so I do have that is the night, because that's the that's the other thing about getting a popcorn bucket is, you know, if you're flying, you've got to think of your bag space, because a popcorn bucket takes up a nice chunk. I've got an entire minivan.
That's true.
I got space for days.
I remember the year Claire and I went in 2013, I think. 2014. Anyway, we went a year where the Shop Disney Parks app was still a thing.
I love
and
the
Disney
Shop Disney
was doing.
Can we talk about how cruddy it is that they got rid of that? I love the Shop Disney Parks
Shop
app.
Shop Disney Parks was great. But they were doing a thing where it was free shipping, period. And so Claire and I were going around to all the merch shops and everything, and then we would take a thing off the shelf, scan the barcode, purchase it, and have it shipped to our house for free. It was exactly the same price as in the store, but the shipping was free. So we bought, you know, probably $200 in merch and souvenirs, and then had them shipped to our house for free. And then, like, we got home, and 3 days later, we got all these boxes and bags in the mail that were the item wrapped in the Disney shop, you know, paper, packed into a bag, into a box. Like, it was clearly the stuff that was in the Disney retail store where we were that some cast member had went and gotten packed up and shipped to us. So it was like the exact same product. But I always think about that, because that was like the perfect storm of purchasing things, because we paid no premium, got free shipping on everything. We did, and it wasn't like over $35 or anything. It was everything. So we made, you know, 20 separate orders and just had them all shipped to the house. And so we had all these cool souvenirs and didn't have to carry any of them.
Okay. Here's kind of a crazy question, but I'm thinking about it for myself, and I'm like, yeah, I would totally do that in a heartbeat. So I'm going to assume you will too, but I'm just going to throw it out there. What if Disney had that sort of thing where they said, you know what? Let's be wild here. It's a $30 shipment fee unless you spend $150 or more, right? But what you do is, through the entirety of your vacation, you just buy anything that you want, and it all adds together. And as long as your total is over $150, we'll ship it for free to your house. Anything, you know, if it's less than that, we're going to charge you a $30 shipping fee. Like, but if they gave you the ability to do essentially what you did, but just where they could just bundle it all as one shipment, would you not sign up for that in a heartbeat? Because I know I would.
I would. I would sign up for, I'll pay $30 if I can drop all my souvenirs off at the front desk of my hotel on my last day.
And just have you be the one who gets it to my house.
I don't need a free after this amount. I'll pay for it. If I pay $300 for souvenirs, I'll pay $30 for you to take my bags of souvenirs and get them to my home in a heartbeat. Because that's the worst part, is having to pack all this stuff I bought in between my clothes, like wrapping my Christmas ornament in my underwear, praying that Southwest doesn't toss my bag too hard and break my dang mug.
Hey, Jeremy.
Like,
can you jump on your registrar of choice and see if suvyship.com is available? Because if it is, I just came up with our new business venture.
Suvyship.
Not sous-vide ship. Yeah, we're... We only ship sous-vides. No. Suvyship. We're going to... Okay. We'll workshop the name. But essentially, that's what we're going to start. We're gonna provide you the service where, you know, we show up on your last day, we pick up all your souvenirs from you, and then you'll see them again when you get home. We'll ship them to you. It's brilliant.
Doovy ship.
Yeah. We're gonna be millionaires, man. Congratulations. We just sorted it out. Now all we have to do is beat everybody else who just started working on this to market, and we'll be good.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, have a magical day.